104.3 Champ. Chicago's number one throwback. See, I love a water truck. See, I love a water truck. I'm sorry I'm laughing in here, y'all. It's funny, but we have a conversation. I had one thing I was going to talk about. I promise y'all. I was going to bring up the vote of no confidence that the police department then gave Kim Fox, the state attorneys. They all sent her letters of a vote for no confidence towards her. In other words, they really don't.
They just messing with
her. Yeah, they feel that way. You got to go. Okay. But that was preempted by the conversation that was happening in the studio. But once again, understand that I work with three women every day. So I have to sit here and listen to them talk about all kind of subjects. And they're all younger than me. So their subject matter sometimes to me just bugs me right out. But they were talking about hair. And my producer, Krista, was saying, why does it cost so much for a black woman to maintain her hair? And then it went around, no, it cost the white women just as much, and then I should get my hair done here, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. And then Jen BT, who is Mexican-American, knows nothing about black women hair.
No, I don't.
Offered to take Krista to a salon.
No, not a salon, a neighborhood, Rogers Park. I'm like, maybe it's cheaper at Rogers Park.
She's not going to take...
I'm saying I'll drive you around. If you said nail salon,
yes. Where to get a lipstick, yes. But one thing you got to understand about black women, Jen,
yes,
they are super particular about where they get their hair done. And another black woman has to be the recommendation of where they get their hair done.
Well, how about this? How about females that live in Rogers Park, right? Because I know there's a lot of Haitian Americans, yeah, Nigerian Americans, Jamaican Americans living in Rogers Park, and I see a lot of African American salons around there. And I wonder, because that I get my eyebrows done.
Have you got your hair done over there?
No, but I'm wondering.
Oh, there it is. Let me tell you something.
If women live in that area, call us up. Let us know where the connect is.
Let me tell you something.
For Krista,
Jen BT.
Yes.
Woman, when their hair, they not taking suggestions from another woman about their hair unless that woman has been there and gotten her hair done there. It's like me with a haircut.
Yes.
A dude is not going to tell me to go to Rogers Park to get a haircut unless I see his hair and he gets his hair cut at that particular barbershop.
No, you're right. I've been bamboozled before because I'm a big Yelp person, right? So I went to a hair salon in my neighborhood that I thought was affordable because there was like 5-star reviews and their pictures looked amazing. And oh my God, the bleach in my hair is still not okay. And this was 4 years ago. So you're right, Krista. Don't take my opinion on where to go for hair.
She said, you go to Rogers Park. I'm like, do you go to Rogers Park?
Okay, but I drive around because I go to Devon to get my eyebrows done, and it's $5.
It's hair.
And they do an amazing job.
It's different. It's hair. Right. Women are very particular. Unless you go to that, unless they say to you, who did your hair? They not go.
And I'm saying we have so many listeners that can call right now and give us
where they go and send us
your pictures.
That was a nice suggestion.
Thank you.
Okay, but unless you get your hair done there, she ain't going there.
I get it. We both have completely different hair types.
Exactly. That's my point. That's why I started laughing. We got three random facts coming up. And tell Sasha from Rogers Park to hold on. We'll holler that off. 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. We got Sasha from Rogers Park on the phone with maybe a suggestion for Krista for where she can get her hair done. Sasha, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good. Okay, so I go around Rogers Park a lot. I see a lot of African-American salons. I know it's a melting pot over there. Please tell me there's a hair place for Krista to go to.
Yes, there is a hair place. My girl have a shop, 876 Studio. We're Jamaican, so 876 is our area code. But it's, what is it? 815 Main Street. It's like right over in Evanston, but it's the best hair salon around. And there is more hair salons in Evanston, Rogers Park area that are good too. I know my other friend has a hair salon on Dempster, and her name is Tish, and the one on 876, her name is Camille, and they both do great hair. They're the two best around town.
You do understand Chris is a black woman.
I'm a black woman.
Okay, there you go.
And yeah, my hair is neutral,
that's all you need to say. You still gonna need receipts, though. It don't matter.
And I trust Sasha because the women, the black women in Rogers Park look beautiful. And I went to high school at St. Scholastica, right, on Ridge and Howard. And all of my girls' hair was always gorgeous.
Take a picture
beautiful.
Of your hairdo and send it to 104.3 Jams on the DM.
I sure will, because I was in the shop.
At 104.3 Jams. And if your joint look crazy, you can forget about it.
Definitely. I'm sending it right now.
All right, darling. Thanks a lot for the call, Sasha. Take care.
Trust me, there's so many beautiful Jamaican, Haitian, Nigerian women in Rogers Park. They know.
Hey, I just want to make a comment. Black women do not go to the hair salon. We go to the beauty shop.
I love how you're educating me. You go to the beauty shop. You are so right. I'm learning so much
today. I go barbershop.
I just, exactly. And that one, too. And can I hear Dr. Dre before I go to bed?
Thanks for the call this morning. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.